The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Is confession of sin and repentance for sin essentially the same thing? Or are they part of the same thing? Or are they distinctly different from each other? Stay tuned to Grace in Focus for a discussion about all of this. We will sort it all out. This is Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for being here today. Our website for more information about us at the Grace Evangelical Society is faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Now let's begin today's discussion with Ken Yates and Bob Wilkin.
Welcome to another episode of Grace in Focus, and I'm here with Bob Wilkin, and I'm Ken Yates, and Mike has written a question. He talks about one of your recent blogs, and I hope that all of our listeners are reading the blogs. That
at faithalone.org.
That's it. They come out every day.
You do half of them.
There you go. So read them. And then if you see something on there that strikes your fancy, say, well, I think you all are crazy. You can write a question into GES.
And Mike does think I'm crazy.
That's right. So. Mike thinks Bob has lost his mind. He doesn't say that in so many words.
But he does talk about mind and changing your mind.
There you go. Here's his question. He says, this blog that you wrote on repentance, and by the way, you might want to just let people know what you said in the blog, but he says, when I confess my sins to God, am I not changing my mind about them? So what he's saying is, isn't repentance and confession go hand in hand? That's, I think, you know, he's taking repentance here as a change of mind. And
so that whenever a person does 1 John 1:9 and confesses their sins, in some sense, they're repenting because he understands repenting is changing your mind.
Right. And he goes on to say, clearly when I sin, I am not in agreement with God, that confession part. But later when I confess my sin, have I not changed my mind?
Okay, that's a separate question.
Right.
What does he say when he sins, I'm not in agreement with God? I disagree with that, but we can talk about that too.
Right. He goes, when I sin, I am, matter of fact, he says clearly. Clearly, when I sin, I am not in agreement with God.
Well, I clearly disagree, Mike, but we'll talk about why. In terms of, you asked me what I wrote in the recent blog, and I believe this was the one where I talked about the fact, someone asked me, is repentance a normal part of the Christian life? Is it a normal part of sanctification? And I can't remember if this was a blog or something I did on YouTube or both. But what I argued was that confession is different than repentance. And for the person who is walking in fellowship with God, the condition to maintain fellowship with God is to confess our sins, 1 John 1:9. And he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We do not go out of fellowship every time we commit a sin. If we're walking in the light, we remain in fellowship. And then we retain that fellowship as long as we are confessing the sins of which we are aware. And 1 John 1:9 is basically saying we're not aware of all of our sins because he's cleansing us from all unrighteousness, which includes sins we're not aware of. That's different than Luke 15, especially 11 through 32, the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal son left the father and went to the far country. Intentionally, he walked away from the Father. That illustrates the fact that a believer can walk away from God. The prodigal son was a son before he left. He was a son while he was in the far country. He was a son when he returned. In fact, the father says, "This my son was dead and is alive again." That doesn't mean he was born again and he's born again again.
And when, when he's in the mud with the pig, he goes, how many of my father's servants have plenty to eat? And here I am starving. What am I doing here?
So he wants to go back and be like Hop Sing. You know, Hop Sing in the Ponderosa.
Yeah. Oh, the Ponderosa Bonanza.
He had it much better than little Joe would have if he was off in the spiritual Las Vegas. And so the issue in terms of the believer who's in the spiritual far country is I need to repent. I need to turn from my wicked ways and come back to the Father. In the parable of the prodigal son, it says he came to his senses and then he returned to his
father. Which would be basically synonymous with repentance.
I would say so.
Yes, I see I've made a stupid decision here, many stupid decisions, and I need to go back.
So in coming to Mike's question, at that point, the guy was clearly thinking contrary to God's thinking, right? He was clearly acting contrary to his father's wishes. His father didn't want him to go to the far country. His father wanted him home. And when he says he was dead and is alive again, he means he was out of fellowship with me, but now he's back in fellowship with me. And so the issue here is if I'm walking in fellowship with God, when I sin, it's not a conscious decision to rebel against God. If it is a conscious decision to rebel against God, well, then I do need to repent. But if it's not a conscious decision, then the issue is not repentance, it's simply confession. So what I understand in confession is I simply acknowledge to God that now I'm aware of that sin. And then God forgives me and cleanses me, and I continue to walk in fellowship with God. And all of this, by the way, is the person who's walking in the light, 1 John 1:7. And the blood of Jesus is cleansing him from all sin, 1 John 1:7.
And it seems like the readers of 1 John are walking in fellowship
right,
with the
Lord. Right, they're mature believers.
There in 1 John 2, when it talks about them as young men, old men.
Yeah, 12 through 15.
Right.
And he says, you have no need that anyone should teach you. He doesn't mean they don't need teachers, but what he's saying is, you are mature believers, and you are people who are teaching already in the local church.
So would you take the view that the readers of 1 John there then are, would you say that they're the leaders in the church primarily?
Yeah, I think they're probably elders in the local church.
And that these are mature believers, right. And so 1 John 1:9 is, that's the context here. We're walking in the light.
Right. And it's we. You have three false claims in 1:6, 1:8, and 1:10, and you have the statement in 1:9, and the we would include all believers, certainly includes the apostles.
It would include John.
Right. So if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. So when we confess our sins, is there an element of repentance in it? I would say no. And the reason why is repentance is when I'm in the far country, I'm coming to my senses and returning to the Father. If I'm not in the far country, if I'm in fellowship with God, the issue is not that I need to return to the Father. The issue is I need to acknowledge that I now recognize I've sinned.
Yeah, and I think part of the issue with Mike's question, he seems to be equating repentance with simply a change of mind.
Yeah, I wrote my dissertation on this, and I've written a book called Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance, and you can check that out at faithalone.org. But what I suggest is, yes, repentance has a change of mind component to it, but it's always concerning sin. It's always a recognition I have sinned and changing my mind about it. Confession is simply recognizing I've sinned and acknowledging it. But repentance is now I'm turning from it because I had made a willful decision to go to the far country. And now I need to turn from it.
So
but that's not the case in the person walking in fellowship with God.
So then would you say if I am a believer in the far country,
right,
and I come to my senses and I say, boy, this is really stupid.
Right.
I'm down here with the pigs, but I don't return home. I don't change my actions. Would you say that I have repented if I don't change my actions?
No, and that's a good point.
Right.
I remember I heard a preacher one time say this. He played racquetball with a group of men once or twice a week from his church. He found out that one of the men he was playing racquetball with had a mistress and that he had put her up in an apartment. This was a married guy, and he was sleeping with the mistress several times a week, as well as living at home. And when he found out about it, he confronted the man. And the man said, you're right, that's wrong, I have decided to turn from that sin. Now, the man didn't move out from the girlfriend. He was still going to see the girlfriend a couple of times a week, and he didn't stop the apartment or whatever.
But maybe he just felt a little bit bad about it.
Yeah.
Right.
But he decided he was going to turn from it. He said, I can't do it immediately because she would be too upset. But he had made a decision to stop this, even though he hadn't done it. So the pastor continued to play racquetball with the guy. because he said he had repented. In my opinion, he didn't repent. If you say, I've decided to stop sleeping with this person, but I'm still sleeping with them, then you haven't repented. Because repentance is more than simply saying, I am going to stop doing such and so at some point in the future. It's stopping it. It's turning from it. Now, it's not the same as doing positive actions. Remember, John the Baptist said, bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. Well, those would be positive actions that could stem from turning from those sinful ways. But it seems to me that the repentance itself is an actual turning. The prodigal son didn't repent until he returned home. It wasn't enough to say, I recognize I'm wrong. If a person recognizes, okay, it's really wrong for me to be sleeping with someone other than my wife, but I'm not going to stop it because I like it. Yeah, that's not repentance.
I think this is an important distinction here. Unless we turn from it, we have not repented. Because a lot of times people define repentance as, well, I just feel sorry for it. I feel bad about it. I don't know if you agree with this or not, but how about the inverse of that? I don't feel bad about it, but I'm going to stop because I know it's the wise thing to do. I've repented. In other words, I want to keep doing that, but God's word tells me not to. And I would feel better, I think, if I kept doing it, but I know that God wants me to stop it. So when I stop, then I've repented.
Ken, that's absolutely repentance.
Yes.
And the same thing is true on confession.
Right.
Let's say I recognize that something I have done, and I didn't do it intentionally, is sin, and I confess it, but I don't feel particularly sorry about it.
Right.
Yeah. I remember Zane Hodges once was asked that, and he said, it's not about feeling sorry for
it. See, a lot of people do. That's what they say, repent. I'm going to weep, and that's repentance. But it's not.
Well, of course, this was just confession. He was asked about confession, which is different. But his response was, confession is being honest with God. And he said, you get into all kinds of subjectivity when you say, because the guy was asking, how sorry do I need to be?
Exactly. That was my point.
And he said, there's no measuring this. It's simply being honest.
The sorrow is not the issue there. Yeah. You turn from it.
Yeah. Now, obviously, there is an element. If I recognize that God's ways are best, then I recognize this is not good for me. But the author of Hebrews says there is a passing pleasure to sin.
Sure.
And we shouldn't deny that. But if I've turned away from it, I've repented.
I agree.
If it's confession, if I've acknowledged it, I've confessed it.
Right. Yeah. Great, great discussion here. And Mike, thanks for the question. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
Would you like to deepen your understanding of Scripture and the Christian life? Well, a great place to start is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. Visit us at faithalone.org. We are so happy when we hear from listeners. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, do we receive all of God's promises by faith alone? Or with some promises, are there conditions? Join us next time, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.